Chapter 6. A pub lunch. Life has become very exciting. As well as the Cottons now liking us, the vicar has paid us £20 for the beaver fur. Tomorrow, we are going shopping in King's Crypt, and I can have a new summer dress. A few days after the party at Scotney Hall, Topaz and I talked while we made the beds. She was hopeful for Rose and Simon, but depressed about Father and Mrs. Cotton. "Why does he talk to her about books, but not me?" she said. Poor Topaz. That afternoon, we went into King's Crypt and bought my dress. When we got back, Father wasn't at the castle.
"I've been at Scotney Hall," he said, when he finally appeared. "Simon told me to use the library. I had my lunch and dinner there too."
Yesterday was beautiful and sunny, but it didn't start well. Father came down in his best jacket, one that he hasn't worn for years.
"I'm going to London," he said.
"What for?"
Rose, Topaz and I all replied together.
"Work,"
he said, and went out, closing the door loudly. "Is he going to see Mrs. Cotton, do you think?" Topaz said, looking depressed. "Surely he couldn't," I said. "Where did he get the money to go?" "I gave him £5 of the beaver fur money," said Topaz. I went out to sit on Belmont, and Rose left at the same time to walk to the shop in the village. I lay back enjoying the hot sun and imagined Rose and Simon getting married. Then I opened my eyes. He was there, the real Simon Cotton, looking at me with the sky behind him.
"Is this a surprise?"
he asked, smiling and sitting next to me. "We drove down for the day. Neil's gone on to Scotney Hall. I'm sorry that I haven't seen your sister, but Mrs. Mortmain thinks that she'll be back soon." I knew that Rose might be away for an hour or more, and hoped that I was interesting enough to keep him talking that long. Simon looked across the fields and said,
"After next week, Neil and I will be back here for a while. Mother's busy in her new flat in London."
He looked down at my exercise book.
"What are you writing?"
"A journal," I said. "I'm learning how to write." Then we talked for a long time about Father and Jacob Wrestling and why he wasn't writing anymore.
"Did the problem start in prison? Then maybe putting him back there will help him. Or is that a crazy thought?"
Simon said. He lay back on the grass and closed his eyes, so I was able to look at him closely. It was interesting to see how young his skin looked next to his beard. I was thinking about how much I was enjoying talking to him when he said,
"You don't like it, do you?"
I felt myself go red.
"Like what?" "The beard." "Does your sister hate it too?"
If I say yes, he'll cut it off to please Rose, I thought. And suddenly, I wasn't sure that I wanted it to go.
"You must ask her yourself," I replied, laughing. "Well, I'm afraid that I can't wait for Rose any longer. Neil's coming to meet me at the Keys pub at 12:15. Be a nice child and walk to the village with me."
He got up and put out his hand to help me up. As we walked towards Godsend Village, he talked about his family in America and owning Scotney Hall.
"I saw it once before, when I was 7," he told me. "Father brought me here. I didn't imagine owning it then."
He stopped as we were passing the barn.
"Look, Cassandra, please tell your father that I don't care about the rent."
"Thank you," I said.
"What a nice child you are,"
I smiled. "I don't try too hard to be young." I said it without thinking, but his head turned quickly.
"What do you mean?"
"Oh, nothing," I said. "I'm sure that it's true." He looked up at the barn window.
"Were you up there?" I nodded. "Oh, I feel terrible," he said. "Did you hear?"
"I didn't tell Rose anything. Oh, come on. We'll be late for your brother." "I can lie well when I want to." As he followed me, he tried to explain how they had got Rose wrong because she was so different from most girls. Really, she was special and intelligent. And I was too, he kindly added. As we walked on, he told me about the villages in America, how tidy and white they are. Then we talked about our favourite poems as we entered the prettiest part of Godsend. The church stands on one side of the road next to Miss Marcy's little school, and the Keys pub is opposite. There's a long table in front of the pub, and sitting there, with bottles of lemonade, were Rose and Neil.
"We met in the shop," Rose explained.
Simon decided to buy us all lunch there. I felt very happy, enjoying eating sausages outside in the sunshine, and Simon being nice to Rose. When we got back to the castle, I invited them in, but Simon needed to get back to Scotney.
"Did Simon say anything about seeing us again?" I asked Rose as we watched them drive away.
"Don't worry, they'll be here," she said in a voice that I didn't like.
Then I had a thought.
"Oh, Rose, you're not still angry with them, are you?"
"I am with Neil. Oh, he hates me," she replied.
"Don't be so stupid."
"But I am angry with him. He wants Simon to go back to America with him."
"That doesn't mean that he hates you," I said.
But I remembered Neil's words at the party about her dress.
"Yes, it does. Anyway, he won't get between me and Simon." Oh, why did I tell her about that conversation by the barn? Now she has started to hate Neil, and it has made her even more sure that she wants to marry Simon.